Our guest at the cafe talking to us over the phone line this morning is Bert Cooper with Community Seeds in Lone Oak. Bert, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Long time since we've talked.
Well, good to hear your voice again. I hope you've been doing well.
Yeah, well, we have, and hope the same for you. We had talked a good deal in the past about something called an incubator kitchen.
Yes, sir.
That you all were trying to get going, and you're finally getting to the point where you're pretty close to that being a reality.
We have been so blessed. It's been about a 5-year journey just about to get to where we are today. And where we are is we're about 80% complete on an incubator kitchen. An incubator kitchen, again, is a starter kitchen for someone who wants to go into the food industry or learn food handling safety. But it's a place where people can come, John Mark, and make their own favorite jam, jelly, desserts, whatever it is, sauces, legally in the state of Texas, and actually be able to sell that. You can't make anything you want out of your kitchen anymore at home and sell it legally in the state of Texas. So because this is a commercial kitchen, you can do that there and legally sell the product. Or the front of that incubator kitchen, John Mark, is going to be a country store.
Mm-hmm.
So people will be able to maybe, if it's a really good product, sell it right there on Highway 69 in our country store. And really, the credit for this starts with Mary Sue Cole, who used to be the Texas A&M Corporate Extension Agent mm-hmm. here in Hunt County, and also Put Kearns. Everybody knows Put. She's a real foodie here in the area from Mary of Putten Hills, as well as Shannon Folks, who runs a restaurant called Just Pies.
Oh, my gosh.
Over in Greenville. Yes, sir.
Wow. If you've got Mary Sue Cole's, Mary Sue Cole and Pud Kearns and the lady that does Ain't Just Pie going for you, you've got a pretty good lineup.
We are very, very blessed. We also have the USDA that has supported this, even during the times when it took us forever to get started. They were very patient, as well as the Greenville Follies, because they gave us funds for this. And we're about 80-85% complete right now, John Mark.
Would you think maybe in the summertime you might be up and running?
We sure are hoping so. They have passed inspection. They're about to close walls. By the way, we had a group of church kids come over to the incubator kitchen on several occasions, and they've written scripture all along the framing of the incubator kitchen, mm-hmm. and that'll be enclosed. So we'll have scripture all on the inside of the incubator kitchen, as well as when you walk in either the front or the back door, there's scripture on the floor there as you walk into the building. And the blessings continued for us, because right next door is the second oldest. The incubator kitchen building is the first oldest building in our area. It was built in 1849, John Mark.
Wow.
Well, next door is a building that was built in 1889. We also own that building, and we're going to move the Community Seeds offices right next door to the incubator kitchen soon as well.
We're talking with Bert Cooper with Community Seeds in Lone Oak. So this will be in the little strip of what amounts to downtown Lone Oak that you go by on Highway 69.
That's right. Don't blink or you're missing.
Well, but it's a lovely little strip of historical buildings there. Big event coming up for you all Saturday, May 19th in Sulphur Springs.
It really is. It's the 11th annual Branded Ranch Rodeo, put on by the cowboy churches in our area, Cross Trail Cowboy Church, Bull Creek Cowboy Church, Cross Country Cowboy Church, and Higher Trails Cowboy Church over in Merritt, Texas. And we're just blessed. Last year, John Mark, from the we're the recipients of the donations from that event. Last year, they gave us about $40,000 after that event. So we were really, really blessed. Ranch rodeo is different from regular rodeo now. It's more of a Western culture thing that ranchers used to do before they took their cattle to the market. They would compete to see who was the best cowboy team. Unlike traditional rodeo where people compete individually, these guys compete as teams, and they have some great events. I'm sure you know about bronc riding, John Mark,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if you know about calf branding.
Sure.
Or team pinning.
Okay.
Wild cow milking. And for the kids, there's mutton busting and calf scramble. It's different. These are events that they do every day on a working ranch. So it's hilarious. It's fun. Before the rodeo starts on the 19th, there's going to be a family festival in the park or at Hopkins County Civic Center in Sulphur Springs, where we'll have food. The U.S. Army is bringing bounce houses, rock climbing. There'll be bands playing. The authentic chuck wagons from the Western culture will be set up out there giving out some free Western culture food. Lots of great activities before the rodeo starts, starting at 10 a.m. And the rodeo, the doors open for the rodeo at 4 p.m. and the rodeo starts at 5 p.m.
Okay, that's coming up in Sulphur Springs Saturday, May 19th, and we're looking forward to that. Bert, it's good to talk to you again. We'll talk again soon.
John Mark, thanks for having us on, and God bless.
All right, Bert Cooper with Community Seeds in Lone Oak. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.